Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ken Berry. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Kurt Blefary. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Haney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Barber. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Steve Barber. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Haney and he is safe. Buford steals second. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey takes first base on ball four. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buford scores. Causey moves to third. Agee moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Causey scores. Agee moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to home to get Agee. Ward moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. Ward moves to third. Two outs. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Blefary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blefary strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Adair now playing second base. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Haney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Hansen moves to second. Bill Dillman now pitching. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Davy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Agee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Agee moves to third. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Agee scores. Ward moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney fires to second and picks off Ward for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-1 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Aparicio. Berry goes all the way around to score. Josephson moves to second. It's 4-0, White Sox. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Josephson scores. McCraw moves to third. Hansen moves to second. It's 5-0, White Sox. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-for-1 in the game. John hits a fly ball into left field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McCraw tags and scores. Hansen tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-0, White Sox. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hansen scores. It's 7-0, White Sox. Frank Bertena now pitching. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair takes first base on ball 4. Buford moves to second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Agee takes first base on ball 4. Buford moves to third. Adair moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair strikes out. One out. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of AG. Haney reaches second base with a double. Frank Bertaina is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertaina strikes out. Two outs. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 1 in the game. Bulfari hits a pop-up towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Josephson takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McCraw hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-0, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. John hits a pop-up towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Adair strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Agee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Frank Bertena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertena is 0-for-1 in the game. Bertena hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-0, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Josephson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Josephson moves to second. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Walt Williams now playing left field. Al Weiss now playing shortstop. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0-for-2 in the game. Bulfari hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Bellinger now playing shortstop. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. John strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Buford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Blair who is chasing the ball. Buford reaches third base with a triple. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Buford scores. It's 11-0, White Sox. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Adair hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Agee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Kenworthy now playing third base. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Josephson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Josephson moves to second. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenworthy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Bertena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertena is 0-for-2 in the game. Bertena strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. John hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 12-0, White Sox. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. AG hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 13-0, White Sox. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0-for-3 in the game. Bulfari hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 13-1, White Sox. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 13, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.